Thanks for calling customer service. This is Simone. How may I assist you?
This is Beverly Bodus.
Hi, Miss Beverly. How may I assist you?
Yesterday I called to cancel this keto wellness, and I was told that my pending charges would not go through, but they did. So I'm asking now for a refund.
I'll be glad to see what I can do to assist you. May I have your zip code, please?
43137.
Thank you. Miss Beverly Bodus?
Yes.
For security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
300 Keir Street, Lockbourne, Ohio.
Thank you for that. Okay, so I do see that you have the Keto Ascend. It is our keto product that is all natural and help reduce appetite and increase metabolism. And it was on a 670 on the 6th of March for shipping and handling. Now, I do see that you called in on the 24th, and this charge on our end went through on the 23rd. For $92.90, but you did get canceled out, so you won't receive any more or be billed again. But that $92.90 charge was on our end process on the 23rd, and you called on the 24th that morning.
Yes, and I was told the charges would not go through, and they did.
All right, it will give me just a second to speak with my supervisor. All righty.
Okay.
I'm serious with you, okay? Well, while I'm awaiting an answer from one of my supervisors, how was your day today?
Well, it's 5:30 in the morning, and I just got up an hour ago. So far, so good. How about you?
That's good. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
What time is it where you're at?
4:35.
It's pretty early, huh? You guys work
yes,
around the clock?
Yes, ma'am. Alrighty, so our supervisor is going to take a listen to the call from the other day. so that we can get that taken care of because we are on a recording line. So she's going to pull that call up and listen to it. Give me just a second, okay?
All right.
And you did call from the same number that you gave us a call on today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you plan on getting the vaccine?
Yes, when it comes available, I do. How about you?
No, ma'am.
No.
I've been fine since the beginning, so I'm going to continue to be fine. But I do know a couple of people that have gotten the vaccine already.
Yeah, my mom got it. She's 93, so she felt like her chances are better with it than without it. So.
Yeah, that's true. So did she have any of like the side effects after?
She got the Moderna vaccine, and first one was fine, just a little bit of soreness in her arm. The second one, she was okay, but she did get some chills, like she was like running a low grade fever. But she was fine the next day, so
yeah,
she done okay with it.
That's good. That's what I've heard. I've heard that from a couple of people. Like after the first one, they'd be all right a little, like their arm just be a little sore, and then the second one, they have more of the symptoms, but they end up going away. So
as long as you're not allergic to anything in it, I think you'll be all right. The thing is, you really don't know if you're going to be allergic.
That's a trial of me.
Yeah. Maybe. My sister works in a hospital, and one man that got the shot died because he was allergic.
See, no, I need them to tell me everything in the. I don't know. I think in a few years, like once it's approved by the FDA and things like that, I need a few more years before I try to get it, before I get the vaccine. I need a few more years.
It's too new, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not trying to take any risk right now. But I guess somebody got to try it out.
I know. We're guinea pigs.
Yes, and well, she is listening to the call as we speak, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Did the product work for you?
Well, I haven't really tried it because I only had it about a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really opened it up and tried it yet. I just know I won't be taking it a long term, even if I did try it, and I just feel like it's a lot of money to pay for it.
Alrighty. Okay, so Ms. Beverly, the call was listened to. However, it wasn't mentioned about the charge not being pending and not going to be charged in the future. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you a 35% refund of that $92.90 since you were already canceled out as well.
And I don't understand I don't understand why that wasn't mentioned, because I did say that at the very end of our conversation. I said, I do have pending charges. Is this going to go through? And she said, no, it won't go through if it's pending. So why is that not on the recorded call?
I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm not the one that listens to the call.
Did she like turn it off before we hang up? Is that something typical that you guys do?
No, ma'am. It should have. If you stated it, it would have been on the call until you guys disconnected.
Well, I did state it because that was a concern of mine.
Okay, well, what I'll do now, I can give you a 50% refund of that charge, if that'll work. Because, like I said, the charge was billed on the 23rd, and we got that call on the 24th. So
yeah, I didn't even realize that this was a trial period. And also, I didn't even have it for the 14 days that she said was my trial period. Like, I didn't get it until a week earlier, so I wouldn't even have had 14 days to try it out.
Yeah, so the 14 days normally start the day that you make that purchase, so it would have started on the 6th. Now, it does normally take 4 days to get to the customer, and in the event that it takes longer than that, then the customer should give us a call and let us know so that we can extend your trial for you. But give me just a second. Let me see if there's anything else that I can do outside of the 50% refund for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, so Ms. Beverly, I was authorized to give you a 75% refund of that charge, but that will be the highest that I can go, being that the charge was billed on our end on the 23rd and the call was taken on the 24th. So I can give you a 75% refund of that charge.
Well,
so
that
would be, yes, ma'am. Okay, so I will issue you a refund in the amount of $69.67, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me just a second. And then you should receive an email, so the email address that we have on file for you about your refund being on its way.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry about any inconvenience that this caused you, Ms. Bodis, but I do appreciate you for giving us a call here at customer service. You have a wonderful morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.